Well, Barack Obama weighed in today on Senator McCain's economic plan. He said there are some good ideas in there and some not so good.
The idea, for example, of purchasing homes at full price from banks so that banks have no losses and taxpayers automatically have losses, that's a bad idea, and I think it's been roundly panned by Democrats and Republicans.
Yesterday in Toledo, Ohio, Barack Obama announced his own set of economic proposals. They include tax credits for companies that create jobs in the U.S., some penalty-free 401k and IRA withdrawals, and a 90-day moratorium on some home foreclosures. Austin Goolsbee is senior economic advisor to the Obama campaign. He joins us from Chicago. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And we just heard from John McCain advisor Douglas Holtz-Aiken that he's not surprised the Obama campaign, in his words, would demagogue capital gains cuts. They argue that capital gains tax cuts strengthen incentives to invest. Are they wrong?
Well, the majority of the money would be going to people making more than $1 million a year. George Bush's philosophy for 8 years has been, when you get in trouble, find a way to cut taxes for the very highest income people and the very biggest corporations and count on that trickling down and helping the economy. And I have news for Doug and for the McCain campaign. Just look at the last 8 years. It didn't work. It's almost unbelievable that McCain has still not addressed the fact that his entire tax program leaves 101 million middle-class households out.
But they also say, look, if you look at the overall plan that he laid out today, there's plenty in there for homeowners facing foreclosures, for retirees who are watching their 401ks in trouble, that this is not exclusively aimed at the wealthiest Americans.
Well, I don't agree that there's plenty in there for the middle class. The capital gains cut is a multi-tens or hundreds of billion dollars thing, the majority of which goes to people making more than $1 million a year. On the McCain idea of reducing the tax rate temporarily on 401k and IRA withdrawals, notice that if you're a person of modest means, it doesn't give you anything because it's reducing the rate to the rate you already pay. The people who get the biggest cut will be the highest income retirees who already are doing just fine. The root of our slowdown is to be found in the squeeze on ordinary Americans. It's why in Obama's plan, he put the focus number one on jobs, which you did not hear boo from in the McCain plan. It number two on giving middle class people relief they need for the squeeze they've been facing the last 8 years.
Part of the Obama plan would allow early withdrawal of funds from 401k plans without penalty. And the McCain campaign says this would encourage capital flight. That's the opposite of what we need right now. Do they have a point?
Well, they accused Barack Obama of encouraging capital flight by eliminating the penalty on early withdrawals from retirement accounts. And three sentences later, proposed something vastly grander and vastly more inducing of capital flight, which was to reduce the tax rate temporarily from 35% down to 10% up to $100,000 of withdrawal from their accounts under the McCain plan. And it would induce anybody who had that kind of large chunk of money in their accounts to take it all out as quickly as possible.
If you look at the overall package that Senator Obama seems to be favoring here and possible additional stimulus ideas that are cooking, including massive infrastructure programs for roads and bridges, is it your position that we should just at this point not worry about deficits, that is really far down on the list of concerns in terms of what's needed in this economic climate?
In the short run, absolutely yes. And every economist is going to agree with that, that when you are teetering on the edge of perhaps the most serious recession in a half century, and possibly worse, that is not the time to call for austerity measures. Now, past the next 2 years, Barack Obama's plan is far more fiscally responsible than John McCain's. But at this moment of crisis, it's moving exactly the wrong direction to be thinking that in the 1 year that you're in a serious recession, that's the time to yank your belt as tight as possible.
Well, Austin Goolsbee, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Austin Goolsbee, Senior Economic Advisor to the Obama campaign. We also heard from Douglas Holtz-Aiken, Senior Policy Advisor to the McCain campaign.